It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue.
Well, good morning, Jeff. Nice to have you here in
yes,
the studio
it works.
With us this morning.
It works when the mic is on.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to read the instruction manual on this control board this morning, so
you'll have to excuse me.
Yeah,
and I see the, you know, that one. That looks like a brand new control panel.
Yeah. just came out of the box.
Yeah, those of you who haven't been into the studio, that control panel looks like it's aged.
Like it's been around for a while.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys this morning. We're having a great time over at the credit union. But the weather, you know, sometimes the weather cannot be really that good. And it's been rainy lately, right?
Yes. Oh, very rainy. Too much. The floods over in the Quad Cities.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
And that's over there by in my neck of the woods.
Yeah,
so.
That's terrible. They had to evacuate a bunch of people, and I guess one of the levees broke or something like that?
Yeah, well, in Quad Cities, it doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you put a bunch of cities next to the largest river in the United States, and, you know.
Something like that's going to happen.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah.
So, I know that there's a lot of cornfields over there that look like islands right now.
Mm-hmm. Swimming pools.
Swimming pools. There you go. And cement ponds.
That's right.
Cement pond.
Swimming pools,
but
movie stars.
That's right. So, you know, we did play Dire Straits' Money for Nothing.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, I'm a giant Weird Al fan.
Yes. Yeah.
And so Weird Al has his own song, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes.
Did
really?
I tell you in July, me and Little Red, we're going to be going to Cedar Rapids to see Weird Al.
You are.
Yes, we are.
His
they have great seats. We got tickets like 6 months ago.
His last concert was like sold out like super quick.
Yeah, we got on it right away.
But when you only have 50 seats, I mean,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can advertise sold out. But Advantage Credit Union is making it rain also. So it's been a good time. But so what I wanted to talk to you about is April was kind of the kickoff. A lot of people buy cars in April and May. Hmm. They get that bug. The weather gets nicer and people come out. So there's actually the rain method for buying a car. Okay. So this is the steps you can take using the RAIN. I forget what that's called when you use
acronym.
Acronym. There you go. So this is the rain method for buying a car.
Okay.
So whether you're looking for a brand new car or a used car, you want to get the most for your money. And the process can be made easier if you make it rain.
Okay.
So the first thing you do is you meet with the credit union. I mean, that's what we always, that's what we're always going to recommend.
Okay.
Because you always get the best deal there, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Research. The R is for research. So check out Consumer Reports, the Kelley Blue Book, blogs, the NADA. All of these are sources that can kind of give you the idea of what the car is booking out for. Sometimes people get that car fever and they think that that car is maybe worth more than what it is, or they're not maybe aware of maybe some issues that have happened with the cars. Whether that be, you know, tire blowouts that was back in the 90s with Firestone tires, or most recently the Volkswagen Jettas, their turbo diesel was failing emissions, and there was a whole bunch of stuff with that.
Oh.
So we're going to research, and the next thing you're going to do is ask. So the A is for ask, and that is ask the dealership for the information about the car. So really the asking is you're going to do more research. You know, can the dealer tell you where did this car come from, you know? And maybe if you can get a Carfax, a free Carfax, one owner, or an auto check, sometimes those will be really good resources. The also thing you want to do is to look at insurance, because you're going to have to see what that cost is going to be. You know, I put down here, are you going from a Chevy Spark to a Ford Explorer? Because there's going to be a pretty significant difference between the two.
How do you know if it's going to be, like, does each different model of car bring different insurance rates?
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And maybe not the specific model of car, but definitely the body style of the car.
Oh.
You know, an SUV is going to have a higher insurance cost typically than a passenger car or
And from what I understand, where you live has a difference of insurance
That's
rates
true.
Also.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So call one of our fabulous local insurance agents. They're welcome to come on the show and talk about their stuff. So, you know.
Yeah, bring it.
Yeah. So we actually, I think this community has been really blessed. We have a lot of really great locally owned, and even our I don't want to call them franchise, but our one stops are, they have really great products and they're really good people. So, so you want to check that out. And then the other thing is investigate and inspect. So this is more along the lines of investigating. If you're going to buy a new car, what kind of rebates are out there? You know, a lot of people buy new, and are there different incentives that the dealerships offer for buying that car? And then the inspection process. So this is after you test drive it. You know, if you're really serious and you really want to buy that particular model of car, you want to go have it inspected by a certified mechanic, because they're going to be able to tell you what's wrong with the car. Now, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, you know, to have them run that. But it's nice because it's an independent person or dealership, or not dealership, but mechanic that's going to be kind of running that. But then it kind of flips it back to the N, which is negotiate. And a lot of people hate that, because if you find out maybe that there are some issues with the car, then it gives you more negotiating power, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the last one, the N, is for negotiate. And that most people find that to be intimidating, because they just want to be done with it. They don't want to have to mess around with the price. But it's important to get the best deal that you can, right?
Oh, yeah. When you're buying, like if you buy a brand new car, and they say, this is how much it costs. Is it, like, normal to say, well, I'll give you this, and then they come back with something else?
You know, I've never bought a brand new car, but, I mean, there's certain incentives that they can kind of offer. But I'm sure, just like anything else, you would be able to kind of negotiate that price a little
Interesting.
Bit.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you pay cash, right?
That's right. I mean...
They will bargain with you.
Some people will do that. If they can, if they've saved up properly, then there you have it.
Yeah.
But you want to ask, okay, what's the lowest price you can accept on this? Now, granted, if they're good salespeople, they're not going to give you the rock bottom price, that you're going to have to work for it. But, you know, the bottom line is, if you're not happy with that price, walk away, you know, or go take it to another, car dealership and see, you know, is it?
Yeah. Keep shopping.
That's right.
Keep shopping.
That's the thing. And so, there's a lot of keys, but being prepared is the best key.
Ah.
I gotcha. Were you a
Boy Scout, Jeff? I'm just wondering. Be prepared. Ah, very good.
So then, of course, going back and talking about the credit union, getting pre-approved, and we've talked about getting pre-approved before on this show, but it really does put the negotiating power on your side, because you'll know how much you can afford and what your financial institution is willing to lend. And for the most part, well, I know that we always do our best at the credit union, but, you know, we want to make sure that you can get the car that you want and that it's in the range that you can afford. And when you kind of just wing it and you get that car fever and you make that purchase, you know, those deals get shopped around. And we see it all the time for people that are signing on the bottom line for an interest rate that is just way higher than what they would have gotten had they come to the credit union directly. I mean, you're seeing people with north of 16 to 25%.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Refinance at Advantage Credit Union. It'll be worth your while.
That's right. So the weather does look like it's kind of cloudy right now, but I don't think it's going to rain. But Advantage Credit Union is going to make it continue to rain for the next couple
making
months.
It rain. I just saw a post on your Facebook page with Ashley, one of your loan officers, and she was helping somebody with their car loan.
Yes. That would be, I think we got John on there. That's the
it
most recent one.
It was an Equinox.
Equinox. Yes, John with the Equinox. Yep. So I think he came in and got pre-approved, and then they worked that deal out. So, yeah, we put a lot of our members up there, you know, because the best story that we can tell is what our members share.
Yeah.
You know, I always say the best story we have is yours. So because you own the place. Mm-hmm. When you're at a credit union, you actually own the place. So we want to share as many of our credit union stories as we can. So we encourage people to go to our Facebook page and review us. Go to our Google page and review us. If you've gotten a car from us, get your picture taken with that car so that we can share that out there, you know, and just get the word out.
Yeah.
So.
How's the construction going?
Well, I
the
got
remodel.
My shirt on.
Building for the future.
Building for the future.
Yes.
So we moved the teller line this weekend. So the offices on the east end are complete.
Oh, okay.
We have new glass walls and everything. And the teller line has been moved from the south side to the north side. So it's been completely flipped over to the other side of the building. And now they are smashing stuff like crazy. Like where behind the teller line was, oh my gosh, it's a complete mess.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's really cool. So
coming right along. When do you think you'll be done? August?
Well, the projected date was July 4th. Okay. But like, they were like a month ahead of schedule. So,
really?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. But, you know, things happen.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes the dust settles and it doesn't look like anything's happening.
Yes.
But there's stuff happening.
Well, it'll be exciting to see.
Yeah, it will be. It's pretty exciting right now. I'm looking forward to not having to continually dust things off.
Like, there you go.
It's pretty bad.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Yes, thank you.